Reading Alice Miller in preparation for this conference, many of her insights struck me afresh. Another thing she wrote juxtaposed in my head with Nikola Tesla, and it got me thinking about the violence of class from an energy angle. She said, "Since anger is a healthy, vital source of energy, an equal amount of energy must be expended in order to repress it," unquote. Which reminded me of Nikola Tesla's words, quote, "Every effort under compulsion demands a sacrifice of life energy," unquote. In one of my audio blogs, I said that we are all leaders. I believe we are struggling to regain access to that energy that we've lost. There is an energy lost in repression, which we will regain access to as we experience it as abuse. And not just the abuse done to us by parents, but by a system of class. We have a tiny few who have destroyed our communal, i.e. bigger families, in order to force us to work. Forced work thwarts our longing to claim our full power as human beings, our wholeness. So face the dark is also remember those repressed feelings so you can develop an accurate understanding of them. Integrate them into your story, i.e. see your struggles for access to your full vitality in their proper light. I believe that only by facing the dark can we release that repressed energy, which is our authentic voices. What is the dark? The humiliating truth that we were never loved or wanted. We will jump through almost any hoop to avoid facing that truth. But we find the courage to face it, as Alice Miller said, when we move our vantage back and see that our families were systematically trapped. We were never loved or wanted because we were never loved or wanted communally celebrated. That's how we know we are loved. Bentham said that we will only believe a thing if it is, quote, confirmed by the reputed perceptions of all other men without exception, unquote. And this is because we are communal. When we are communally loved, our security is such that the question of whether we're loved never even arises in our minds. So let's face this dark. We are not giving our children what they need to thrive.